A couple of things before we start. I was raised Mormon. I served a mission for the church and remained active into my mid-20s. Then, about a decade ago, I left. But I bear no animosity toward the LDS Church or its members. Second, this is not a story about which political party Mormons should belong to. I just wanted to know what it's like to be a Mormon and a Democrat in Idaho.
This may be a little challenging.
This is Travis Manning. Mormon, Democrat, father of three, Caldwell resident, English teacher.
JV wrestling coach at Valley View High School.
Though he's taking time off from coaching to run for the Idaho legislature, House seat 10A. It wasn't very long ago that Manning thought of himself as a Republican.
I donated to Mitt Romney's campaign when he ran the first time.
Manning split with the GOP on education and environmental issues. He thinks Republicans want to let private companies play too large a role in public education, and he thinks environmental regulations are an important part of managing public lands. Eventually, he realized he was a Democrat. That makes him the odd man out a lot of the time, because according to the Pew Forum on Religion, the LDS Church has the most politically conservative members of any of the country's major religions. Only about a fifth of Mormons are Democrats or lean that way. More than two-thirds are Republicans or lean toward the GOP. Manning says his close friends at church don't care about his politics, but some people find him puzzling, and some don't know.
It was in a Sunday school class.
Yes, Mormon adults go to Sunday school.
And somebody made a snide comment about Democrats. A lot of people in my congregation know that I'm running, and so there was this kind of this pregnant pause afterwards, and people were like,
Manning says things like that are rare. From what he's seen, the church has stuck to its policy of nonpartisanship, even though one of their own, Mitt Romney, is running for president. And he adds, it happens the other way, too.
Some Democrats can really rail on Mormons.
Yeah, there's some of that.
That's Richard Stallings. He's LDS and the last Democrat elected to Congress from Idaho's 2nd District, back in the late 80s and early 90s. Stallings also chaired Idaho's Democratic Party in the mid-2000s. He agrees with Manning that it can be tough to be a Mormon Democrat. A few weeks ago, he wrote an op-ed critical of Mitt Romney.
I had a guy come up to church to get in my face, tell me that he wished they'd kick me out of the church, and that, you know, Romney's sort of the Lord's anointed. He was very loud, and he drew some attention. And it was a little embarrassing, not because I care what he says about me, but just because they were in a church meeting, and it's supposed to be a spiritual atmosphere, but a bishop later called and apologized for this guy.
A bishop leads a congregation. Stallings also agrees with Manning that the church, from headquarters in Salt Lake City down to local bishops, has stayed out of the election. But he says for years he's dealt with a few church members who think his party and his faith are incompatible. That hasn't always been the case, according to Philip Barlow. He's a professor of Mormon history and culture at Utah State University. When Utah became a state in 1896, Barlow says, Mormons did not like the Republican Party.
The Republicans had been the force behind anti-Mormon legislation and policy.
But to gain statehood, Utah had to prove it had a multi-party system. There are documented instances of the church asking members to register as Republicans.
In some locales, Mormon leaders said, look, for now, we've got to get involved, and you go this way, and you go this way. So there was a bit of assignment if you weren't committed on your own principles.
Barlow says it took a generation for Mormons to completely forgive the GOP. By around the 1930s, Mormons were split about evenly between the two major parties. It remained that way for decades. Barlow credits the social changes of the 60s for creating the Republican majority among Mormons.
Casual sex and casual drugs and disrespect for civil authority really veered the culture towards the political right.
Richard Stallings watched this change take place while teaching at church-owned Ricks College, now BYU-Idaho, in Rexburg. To Barlow's list, he adds Mormons weren't ready for the civil rights movement. The church didn't allow blacks to hold leadership positions until 1978. Stallings says the Democrats lost Idaho Mormons for good at the 1972 convention. The new party platform, he says, was too socially liberal.
I remember people that came back and said, we're done. We're now going to become Republicans. We had three or four very prominent Rexburg Democrats that said, we're done. We won't go back.
Today, Mormons are still largely loyal Republicans. Caldwell Democrat Travis Manning says even though people aren't politicking for Mitt Romney at church, he can feel an undercurrent of excitement.
This crazy, wild energy, I think, about the chances and opportunity of Mitt Romney to win. There's part of me that wants to vote for Mitt Romney.
That's because he thinks a Mormon president would be good for the church.
It humanizes Mormons. We're not crazy. There's been a lot of propaganda about Mormons. I think the Mormon church has been misunderstood for decades.
Are you putting politics above God?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm still very active in my church. Still believe profoundly that Jesus is the Christ and hold true to the covenants and ordinances that I've made.
Stallings, on the other hand, isn't tempted to vote for Romney.
Just because a person's a member of the faith doesn't necessarily qualify him for the job.
This year, for the first time, the vast majority of Latter-day Saints in the U.S. will cast ballots for a Mormon candidate for president. Of course, most would vote for the Republican anyway. And Mormon culture professor Philip Barlow says there's no evidence to suggest church members are moving away from the GOP. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.